But here's how we do it. In one segment, revolutionary, innovative, never been done before, never stolen from anybody or borrowed, never previously been heard. And we combine it all into one segment, and we'll do it quickly, and we'll get through it together, boys and girls, because this is what we do on a Friday afternoon, our dual NFL Super Sunday six-packs. All right, through 6 weeks of the NFL season, against the spread, we pick six games, including the Commanders game, each and every Friday. I am 19-15-2. 19-15-2. Last week, one on the Bears minus the one over the Jaguars. Bucks minus the 3.5 over the Saints. Browns plus the 9.5 at the Eagles. I lost on the Jets plus 2.5 by a half point against Buffalo, who won by 3. I lost by the Titans minus the 2.5 over the Colts. And I pushed on the Commanders Ravens at plus 7. So 3-2-1. This week, the games go as follows. First up, the Atlanta Falcons and Kirk Cousins home against Mike McDonald and the struggling Seattle Seahawks, who have been brutal defensively against the Giants, against the Detroit Lions, which is understandable. And who did they get lit up by? Oh, the San Francisco 49ers. Now, they've had a couple of extra days to prepare. Long trip east. Kirk Cousins and the Falcons have been rolling a little bit. I'm going to take the Falcons at home, minus the 3, over the Seattle Seahawks. Game number 2, the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love has had a couple of games to kind of get his footing underneath him. Romeo Doubs is back. They're running the ball pretty well with Aaron Jones. They're at home. It's chilly. Houston without their top receiver. What's his name? Why can't I think of his name? Not Tank Dell. You know what I'm talking about. C.J. Stroud has been a little bit up and down. I know Houston's defense is really good, but give me the Green Bay Packers minus the 2.5 against Houston for game 2. Game number 3, I struggled with this one. It's the game of the week. I wish I was going to watch this game more than anything. I'll have to keep an eye on it on Sunday Ticket. Detroit in Minnesota. Detroit off the absolute ambushing of Dallas. Minnesota off their bye. When we last saw them, they struggled to beat the Jets in London. Detroit on the road for a second week. They probably will run out of gas. But somehow, some way, I'm going to go with Detroit plus the 1.5, even without Aiden Hutchinson, on the road in Minnesota. I think this will be a very, very, very tight game. I'm just, for whatever reason, leaning just a little bit more into Detroit's ability to run the ball duality and throw off of that. I don't know how many more trick plays they can come up with. And Brian Flores in the Minnesota defense is real good, but I'll take Detroit plus the 1.5. Game number 4, Sunday Night Football in Pittsburgh. We still don't know who's going to start for the Steelers at quarterback. It seems both are going to play, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson. The Jets somehow at 2-4 are two-point favorites against the Steelers, and it's probably because of that instability at quarterback. The Jets get Devontae Adams. I think that's going to do wonders, obviously, for the rest of their offense. I think the Jets find a way to win this game. It might not be pretty. It might not be easy. But I don't trust that Pittsburgh Steelers passing offense, certainly, even if Justin Fields plays the whole game. And it could be messy if Russell Wilson's in there at any point. Give me the Jets minus the 2. Minus the 2. The Jets minus the 2. Road favorites in Pittsburgh against a very good Pittsburgh defense. Monday Night Football. The Ravens, team that just disposed of the Commanders. They are 3.5-point favorites in Tampa Bay. The Bucs demolished the Saints last Sunday after a hurricane-filled week and everything in between. I think the Bucs keep the offense going. Baltimore, we know you can attack them through the air. I don't know how the Bucs are going to control and limit Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. They might need to score 33-plus points in this game to win, but it's enticing for me to get them at plus 3.5 at home. I'll take the Bucs plus the 3.5 against the Ravens. And game number 6 in our NFL Super Sunday six-pack, give me the Carolina Panthers. Plus 9.5 on ESPN bet. It was 8.5 to start the week, down to 8 at one point on BetQL this morning that I saw. Up to 9.5. Give me Carolina plus 9. I don't care about sharp money at all. I don't know if it's the sharps or the sharks. Give me Carolina plus the 9.5 to keep it somewhat close. The Commanders win. I'm going to say 31-24 is the final score prediction that I'm going to go in. 31-24. So give me the Panthers plus the 9.5, the Bucs plus the 3.5 at home on Monday night against Baltimore. And there's two Monday night games, actually. One is like on ESPN Plus or whatever it is. Jets Sunday night minus the 2 in Pittsburgh. I don't know why I made that pick, but I'm picking it. Detroit plus the 1.5. Another game that I have strong doubts on, but I had to pick games against Minnesota on the road. Green Bay minus the 2.5 at home at Lambeau against Houston. Atlanta minus the 3 over Seattle. And quickly running through the 6 teams. 1 through 6 in my Super 6-pack. No honorable mentions. Screw that. No committees. The hell with that. Just a waste of time. Did the Commanders stay in the top 6? Well, the answer is right here, right now. The Chiefs still undefeated, maybe until Sunday, against the San Francisco 49ers. A Super Bowl rematch are number 1. Can't dock them, right? Still number 1. And they actually probably looked their best, granted, against New Orleans last time out. Maybe their offense is coming around. Number 2, the Minnesota Vikings, a team we just picked against, essentially. But, again, they're undefeated. They're the second-best team in the NFL. How can I dock them? Number 3, the Baltimore Ravens. Another team that I just picked against. That's okay. This is a separate ranking. Number 3, they've won 4 in a row. Number 4 is the Detroit Lions, team that I have covering. The 1.5, maybe winning outright. And I think I picked them outright in our show picks that we do with the group. Detroit plus the 1.5 in Minnesota. I have them as my 4th-ranked team. Number 5, the Texans. Another team that I'm picking against. I have Green Bay minus the 2.5 at Lambeau. Nico Collins was the receiver I was thinking about. And number 6, the Commanders are on the outside looking in this week. After going from 6-3, I have them outside looking in. The Buffalo Bills with an impressive road win with their backup running back and everything that they've had to overcome, Ed Oliver and et al., all their injuries, free agent defections, trades, what have you. The Buffalo Bills, and now they have Amari Cooper at number 6 in my Super 6 rankings. And that, my friends, is the most revolutionary, innovative, creative, never been done before, never stolen from anybody segment in Sports Talk Radio. We do it every Friday, right here on the Team 980.